Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
LGBTQ.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 14th of April, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam Territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. And just in time, my script loaded. I've been sort of tap dancing my way through it until the stuff I wrote came up. So there it is. On the program today, it's been 20 years since Victoria teenager Rena Virk was found beaten to death after being bullied by her peers. Local playwright Joan McLeod based her play The Shape of a Girl on the Rena Virk case. It explores the issues around teen bullying and the damage to not only the victim, but everyone involved. Stone's Throw Productions is staging The Shape of a Girl for a limited run at the Pacific Theater, and we will talk to the play's director, Shelby Bushell. Plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And Shelby's right here. Hi, Shelby.
Hi,
thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
So, as I said in the intro, this play, The Shape of a Girl, is loosely inspired, or I guess broadly inspired, by an event that happened 20 years ago, the death of teenager Rena Virk. And it was found that she had been bullied by her classmates and eventually lured out to I think it was a riverbank somewhere.
Yeah, it was just under a bridge on Victoria. Mm-hmm. Victoria.
Yeah. Now, this, as I said, inspired a play, and the play is being produced this year. Now, it's, as I said, it's loosely based on an event 20 years ago, but it really still, the themes about it are still just as current now as they were then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it takes place in 1997, which is the same year of the murder. But the themes are totally relatable now, even just the themes of adolescent violence, you know, bullying, girlhood, the themes of, you know, how girls treat each other in school and how girls treat each other growing up. Those are all themes that kind of are sticking with us for a while now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, the title itself is kind of provocative because it in one way, it kind of talks about the physical shape, body image, and how that is a focus of bullying and how teenagers treat each other, how people treat each other. But it's also kind of more of now I can't think of the right word, but just sort of in a broader sense about what shape people take in terms of their relationship to others and that kind of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. The idea of shape as as a theme in the show is an interesting one because it's talking about what we see, but also, you know, the shape as a shell. You know, mm-hmm. what's inside that shell is what really matters.
Yeah.
So it's sort of just like it gives an outline, but what's inside the outline?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I kind of jammed through it the last second here, and I can't remember her name. Who is the actor playing?
Lindsay Curl. Yeah, she's a UVic graduate, and mm-hmm. she's an apprentice at Pacific Theater right now.
Right. And she's also kind of producer of the production as well. So you
she
two are
is,
sort of
yeah.
collaborating together on this?
Yeah. So what Pacific Theater does is each year they have their apprentices and they get to assist on any number of productions throughout the year. And then they also get to produce their own productions at certain points through the year. So Lindsay has chosen The Shape of a Girl and then she brought me on board.
Okay. What do you know what provoked her to pick that particular play?
I mean... I think probably having gone to UVic was this, you know, the Rena Virk case was something that she was thinking about. And she also has a background in TYA, so.
Which is theater for young audiences.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, this play was originally commissioned by Green Thumb Theater. Mm-hmm. So I think that is one of the reasons that it connects to her so well.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I remember seeing the original production. In fact, I think Green Thumb did it twice.
Yeah. I think they did one touring one and then one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a very powerful production and a great choice to be brought back, and you know and like this year it is the inspiration is kind of timely. It's the 20th anniversary of Rena's death. It's all and also the person that was eventually convicted of her killing, Kelly Ellard, has been in the news too.
Yeah, she has. She was, I think she became pregnant a few months ago and mm-hmm. is now out on day parole. So it is definitely the Rena Virk case is definitely coming back into the news.
Yeah, well, let's hope it gets some folks out to see it.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to be at Pacific Theater. It's a very short run, though. It's just a few days.
It is. It's April 26th through 29th at 8 p.m.
So that's and that's at Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock.
Yeah.
And so if people want to get tickets and find out more about it, they go to the Pacific Theater website?
They go to the Pacific Theater website, but you can't actually buy tickets there because we're doing pay what you think it's worth after the show.
Oh, great.
So you can just come, and if you enjoyed the show, then hopefully you can contribute a few dollars.
Yeah, just sort of pass the hat.
Yeah.
Well, Shelby, thanks a lot for coming in and talking about this. It's a really important issue, and I'm glad, as I said, I saw the play when it first came out, and I was really struck by it, and I'm glad that it's being mounted again, and I hope great success for it.
Thank you so much. Thanks
great.
For having me.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and can't get things to work for me today. There we go. See, I'm trying to be real smooth in my transitions, and it's just not working. So we'll just play this.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
He was a man about town. He was a man about town.
Last week, we talked about Generation Postscript, the Breakfast Club in space, and that's going on right now at Studio 1398 on Granville Island, best described as the Breakfast Club in space, or Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets, did I say Buffy? Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets Black Mirror. Generation Postscript is a sci-fi theater event set two generations into the future. The remaining population survives in space stations in orbit around our now uninhabitable planet. Brought together by circumstances beyond their control, a misfit group of students, a ragtag group of misfits, bond over their shared anxieties and a desire to reconcile with what happened to the rest of humanity. Postscript is a show for our moment in history, as if our future was looking back on us. It presents a futurist view of what climate change and our current political climate could produce. It also has hoverboards, sassy social media robots, and spaceships. It's on right now at Studio 1398. It just goes for a few more days. The final show is on April 16th, and you don't want to miss that. If you want more information, go to their Facebook page, Generation Postscript, or you can go to theaterwire.com to find tickets. As I also mentioned, a friend of the show, Mark D'Souza, has a new album out. It's called Tarot Card Shuffle, and this is the first tune off that one. It's called Ducks in a Row.
You got the mark, I got the ring. I see my money, you roll the dice. So sit down on my knee, little girl, and take my advice. You got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna fret, fuss and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight. Who is the gold? Who is the fool? Who digs the hole? And who is the tool? So I'm telling you simply, you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna fret, fuss and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight. From the day they are born, so you got to get your ducks in a row, or else you pack your things and go. Cause if you want a friend, fuss and fight, yeah, you better pack your things, get out tonight. You got to get your ducks in a row, pack your things and go. Cause if you wanna frit, fuss and fight, well, you better pack your things, get out tonight.
What's even better than Record Store Day? What about a day after Record Store Day party? The day after Record Store Day in the daytime, and you can bring a date or make it a day by hanging out from 2 to 7 p.m. CITR Radio 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are teaming up with CJSF 90.1 FM for the first ever Record Store Day after party on April 23rd. A one-stop shop all-day record fair with local vendors and performances by Co-op, Jerk Jail, Sad Photography, Elisa Thorne, and Tail Red. This event is just $5 a door and all are welcome. That's right, this party is all ages at Redgate Art Society on East Hastings. And if you can't make it, the event will be live broadcasted on CITR 101.9 FM and CJSF 90.1 FM all day. Save the date. Make it a day.
Between 1914 and 1918, over 4,000 First Nations soldiers volunteered to fight and die for Canada in the First World War. Red Patch is a new Canadian play produced by Hardline Productions with institutional support from and presented as a studio rental at Studio 16 in Vancouver from April 12th to the 16th at 1555 West 7th Avenue. The play follows a young Métis soldier from the New Chenluth Nation of Vancouver Island who volunteers to fight for Canada in the First World War. Tickets are available at hardlineproductions.ca.
Only in your mind, no, it's real love. If you love her, if you care, she will take you anywhere. Now that's real love. Don't take your eyes off her, she's waiting for the moment that you. Don't take your eyes off her, she's waiting that you do.
So a couple of weeks ago, we had David C. Jones in here talking about The Chair, which is a monologue series written by John McGee. Of course, John was in here as well with his delightfully rich, thick voice. And so that's going on now, this weekend, tomorrow night at the Seven Dining Lounge, 53 West Broadway. If you missed the interview, the chair is an event where eight actors take monologues written by John McGee and create delightfully tragic and deliciously bizarre collection of characters. You will laugh, you will cry, and you will order the drink special. I think John wrote that. So the performers tomorrow night will be Amy Reed, Christine Gavin Bartlett, Jacques Lalonde, Jennifer Serratos, Kathy Daniels, Kat Turton, Lisa Neptuno, and Manuel Charaviaga. I hope I said that right. I'm really bad at names. So anyway, that's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, 7 Dining Lounge, 53 West Broadway, Broadway in Manitoba, I think. Eventbrite.com is where the tickets are, and it's also on the Dave Radio Facebook page. New music, new local music has been released and put up on the CITR playlist. And I'm just trying to find it here. It's right there. No, that's not it. Okay, now I haven't got it. I talked before I read the... Here we go. There it is. All right, so four new discs have come out, so we're going to have a listen to them. The first one is called Delava, and the CD is called The Book of Transfigurations. It is reinterpreted Czech folk traditionals, bluesy roots, tearjerkers, and blistering rain. So this is the first track off this CD, and it's called Seven Pairs of Eagles.
Wysokie, na tej skale szerokie, ej, siedem par orłów. Ej, nie czekaj, mama mila. Frajerko rozmila, ej, ne čakaj ma domo.
How do you like that, huh? Delava. Now, the next one on our list is also got some strings and some kind of South Asian bass music. This is Kaitami, who is a co-founder of a group called Delhi to Dublin, who we've played a few times here in the past. And so this is a solo effort from Kaitami. Here's the number two track. It's called Listen Up. Thank you. So that's Kaitami, and Listen Up from the Renegade CD. Next up on our list of new additions to the CITR playlist, this is Blessed, or Blessed. Is it Blessed or Blessed? I don't know. Anyway, this is some good old-fashioned heavy post-punk. Long tracks on it, but... great BC band and easy to listen to. This is track number 3, and it's called Body.
Thank you.
So there you go. That's Body by Blessed. And the last one we want to play is one of our favorites around here. They've got a new CD out. They're called The Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer. And the CD is called Apocalyptic. And this is a song called Nancy.
A better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca. Forever local and forever free.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. North Van Community Players presenting Yesteryear by Joanna McClellan Glass. That is going to be up in late May, early June. And they are looking for an actor to play Bob Ramsey. Somebody in their early 20s. Character is shy, awkward, young, and gawky. If you want more information on that, you can phone Val Mason, the director, and she's at 604-313-3763. Green Thumb Theater, in partnership with New World Theater, is presenting Jabber by Marcus Youssef, and that is directed by friend of the show, Chelsea Haberlin. It will be workshopped in May, rehearsing in October, and then going on tour through October to early December. The auditions are early next week. Let's see, what's today? Today's the 14th. So it's early next week, April 18th and 19th. And if you want more information on that, you can contact touring at greenthumb.bc.ca. And the contact is Brianne Harmon. Camp Shakespeare, that is Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance. They are holding their auditions right now at the Jewish Community Center of Greater Vancouver at 41st and Oak Street, looking for actors, singers, dancers, and performers between the ages of 9 and 19 for their summer Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance musical theater summer program, specifically focused on Shakespeare this year. Perry Ehrlich is the man in charge, and his number is 604-232-7209, or you can just go to theimpresario.ca for more information on that. Peninsula Productions in White Rock doing Sean McDonald's Sea of Stories, and that is going to be happening in August. The auditions are happening this month, looking for performers between the ages of 15 and 30 years old for this play. PeninsulaProductions.org is the website to get more information on that. Alchemy Theater, in conjunction with Vagabond Players, doing Love's Labor's Lost by Shakespeare. That is going to be on in August. The auditions are April 22nd, 24th, and 26th at the Bernie Legg Theater in Queen's Park in New Westminster. Go Ballet, doing their production of The Nutcracker in December, and they are holding their auditions in early May, Sunday, May 7th. So if you are a dancer and you want to be part of Go Ballet's Nutcracker, it's one of the big prestige events of the year. It happens at the Center for Performing Arts in downtown Vancouver. They bring in ballet artists from around the world to perform in this one. Go Ballet is spelled GOHBALLET.com to get more information on that one. And Vagabond Players doing a musical in October. It's Little Shop of Horrors. The auditions are in mid-May, and that's at the Vernie Legg Theater as well. And the information on Little Shop of Horrors, it can be found at vagabondplayers.ca/auditions. Well, it's Good Friday. It's the day when people of the Christian faith acknowledge and celebrate they celebrate the rising of the Lord. Today is the day that he was crucified. Sunday is the day that he rose and came back from the dead and all that stuff. And in honor of the Easter weekend, we present this short dramatic vignette.
To know his victory.
Michelangelo, the famous Renaissance artist whose best-known works include the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel and the celebrated statue of David.
Very well.
In 1514, he returned to Florence.
That's enough. They've got it now.
Oh.
Good evening, Your Holiness.
Evening, Michelangelo. I want to have a word with you about this painting of yours, The Last Supper.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not happy about it.
Oh, dear. It took me hours.
Not happy at all.
Is it the jello you don't like?
Nope.
Oh, no, they do add a bit of colour, don't they? Oh, I know, you don't like the kangaroo.
What kangaroo?
No problem, I'll paint him out.
I never saw a kangaroo.
He's right at the back. I'll paint him out, no sweat, I'll make him into a disciple.
Ah.
All right?
That's the problem.
What is?
The disciples.
Are they too Jewish? I made Judas the most Jewish.
No, it's just that there are 28 of them.
Oh, well, another one will never matter. I'll make the kangaroo into another one.
No, that's not the point.
All right, well, I'll lose the kangaroo. Be honest, I wasn't perfectly happy with it.
That's not the point. There are 28 disciples.
Too many.
Well, of course it's too many.
Yeah, I know that, but I wanted to give the impression of a real Last Supper, you know, not just any old Last Supper. Not like a last meal or a final snack. But, you know, I wanted to give the impression of a real mother of a blowout, you know?
There were only 12 disciples at the Last Supper.
Well, maybe some of the other ones came along.
There were only 12 altogether.
Well, maybe some of their friends came by, you know.
Look, there were just 12 disciples and our Lord at the Last Supper. The Bible clearly says so.
No friends?
No friends.
Waiters?
No.
Cabaret?
No.
You see, I like them. They help to flesh out the scene. I could lose a few, you know.
There were only 12 disciples.
I've got it. We'll call it the Last But One Supper.
What?
Well, there must have been one. If there was a last one, there must have been a one before that. So this is the penultimate supper. The Bible doesn't say how many people were there now, does it?
No.
Well, they are there.
Look, the Last Supper is a significant event in the life of our Lord. The penultimate supper was not. Even if they had a conjurer and a mariachi band. Now, a Last Supper I commission from you and a Last Supper I want. With 12 disciples and one Christ.
One?
Yes, one. Now, will you please tell me what in God's name possessed you to paint this with three Christs in it?
It works, mate.
Works?
Yeah. It looks great. The fat one balances the two skinny ones.
There was only one Redeemer.
I know that. We all know that. What about a bit of artistic license?
Well, one Messiah is what I want.
I'll tell you what you want, mate. You want a bloody photographer. That's what you want. Not a bloody creative artist.
I'll tell you what I want. I want a Last Supper with one Christ, 12 disciples, no kangaroos, no trampoline acts by Thursday lunch or you don't get paid.
Bloody fascist.
Look, I'm the bloody Pope, I am. May not know much about art, but I know what I like.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life.
Come on!
Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Come on, don't
do it. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
First things out to sea, you know.
Always look on the right side of life.
What you got to lose? You know, you come from nothing, you go back to nothing. What you lost?
Always look on the right side of life.
Nothing will come from nothing, you know what I say? Cheer up, you old bugger. Come on, give us a grin. There you are. See? The end of the film. Incidentally, this record's available in the foyer.
Always look on the right side of life.
Someone's got to live as well, you know. What do you think pays for all this rubbish?
Always look on the money back, you know?
I told him. I said to him, Bernie, I said, they'll never make that money back.
Always look on the bright side of life.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we are here for ya. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@Hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2. And then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio returns at the same time next week. Bye-bye.